The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for April 2018.
For this update, I conducted the most unscientific of polls. All I did was ask the first 10 people who walked past my office door, consumers, visitors, interns, staff and board members, what comes to mind when I say choice or choices. This is what they told me. Freedom to live my life. Independence. The choices I make, are they right for me? The right to make my own choices with no one telling me. Options. The freedom to do what I want to do, taking my own path. The opportunity to go one way or the other with no one telling me. I want to make the correct choices for me to live an independent and powerful life. Getting out there, going places, having fun. How do we get the information out there, broadcast it, spread the word? I like choices. Like all centers for independent living, we think a lot about choice. Our mission statement reads, Disability Link is an organization led by and for people with disabilities and promotes choice and full participation in community life. This highlights at least two of the very important aspects of independent living. One, being peer-led. That means that the majority of the staff, managers, and members of the board of directors are people with disabilities. And two, promoting choice. This means you will not be told what to do, but will be offered information and ideas that can help you to make your own decisions. Neither of these is very typical of characteristics for organizations that serve people with disabilities. So we loudly proclaim them. People with disabilities have choices because we have the same rights as everyone else. We are the experts in our own lives. We are the ones who know best what works for us. Sometimes people with disabilities are treated as if we were perpetual children and need our decisions made for us because we cannot be trusted to make the right ones for ourselves. Independent living is associated with peer support. Peer supporters are people with similar experiences and goals who do not tell peers what to do, but rather use the benefit of experiences to pass along the encouragement and support needed for others to construct their own advocacy and strategies to bring about desired goals. Peer supporters don't say, what you should do is, but this is what I did and it worked for me, so maybe it will work for you. Choice is something we really miss when we don't have any. Think about any hospital stay you've experienced, not choosing who comes into your room, limited choices with food and what you're expected to do and when. Not many people enjoy hospital visits for these reasons as much as any physical discomfort associated with medical interventions. People tell me that living in a nursing facility or any other institution is like this, only more so. If you want to talk about choice or any aspect of independent living, please speak to any of the independent living specialists at Disability Link or any of the other Centres for Independent Living. On Saturday, April the 28th, Disability Link will be celebrating 20 years of promoting choices at the annual Gala Spectacular. Come and join us between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott at 130 Claremont Avenue in downtown Decatur. For more information and tickets, try www.disabilitylink.org. That's disabilitylink.org. Thank you. Disability Rights Update is the who, what, where, when and how of advocating for your rights. Brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led organization. You can contact Disability Link at www.disabilitylink.org or call 404-687-8890. For Georgia Radio Reading Service, this is Linda Pogue.